In small-town America, the deployment of National Guard troops to Iraq and Afghanistan has a big impact. Members of the Guard are not just soldiers, but firefighters, teachers, grocery store owners, people who are sorely missed in close-knit communities. So this week, when a National Guard company left Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, the soldiers and their community decided to say a proper farewell. WPSU's Cynthia Berger reports.
The Pennsylvania National Guard's 56th Stryker Brigade deploys to Iraq this winter, but first, the various units will cycle through training at Camp Shelby, Mississippi. This week, it was time for the 2nd Battalion, 112th Regiment, to fly south. But Charger Company, as the unit is called, decided not to board the airplane until they'd followed tradition.
The unit was organized during the Civil War, and as far as I can tell, every major deployment we've had, they've marched to the train station.
On a sparkling September morning, Sergeant Matt Nedro stands before rows of men in camouflage fatigues behind the Bellefonte Armory. These days, the town's vintage Victorian train station only sees the occasional excursion train. But at 10:30 sharp, Charger Company steps off from the armory grounds, marching to the train.
Company! Attention! Right! Face! Forward! March! Left!
The Bald Eagle Area High School Marching Band falls into line with baton twirlers in gold spangles. Specialist Brian O'Neill, a tall Penn State sophomore, has the honor of carrying the company flag.
It's good to keep up tradition, you know what I mean? And it's good to honor that tradition.
Four veterans from VFW Post 1600 serve as color guard.
We've officially adopted this unit, so they've asked us to lead the parade.
Andy Hillengast served in Korea. He says Post 1600 will be sending Charger Company lots of care packages in the months to come.
So what are you thinking about when you see these guys go out?
Well, I'm thinking I hope they all can come back.
On the upper end of Bishop Street, employees from a grocery store line the curb in matching red aprons, waving American flags. Bellefonte High School is on Bishop Street, and all the students are here. Middle schoolers, too. Stefan Pollock, a middle school teacher's assistant, is surrounded by kids waving flags.
I served here in Vietnam, Mira, and we didn't get much of a parade, so I'm really proud about this.
Beyond the high school, Bishop Street swoops down into town. Here, the street is lined with Victorian houses, many draped with bunting or flying flags.
January 1941, I did that. I marched down the street to the station to get the train and ended up at Camp Shelby, Mississippi. Yeah, 190th Field Artillery.
Jim Wilson and his wife Dale parked their sedan head out to watch the parade from comfortable seats.
Here they come.
Yeah, that's what you look like. I feel bad when I see them go, though. I never approved of this war. We had no reason to go over there.
The men march two abreast, the better for family members to see their soldiers. They make the turn from Bishop Street to Allegheny. In front of the Greek Revival Courthouse with its white columns. Finally, at the foot of the High Street Hill, just before the train station, they pass under an arch formed by two fire truck ladders and come to a halt.
Although we at times, God forgive us, forget the sacrifices made by our
After speeches by local dignitaries, a picnic in the park awaits the men of Charger Company and their families. The real goodbye comes the next morning, as the troops leave for Camp Shelby. For NPR News, this is Cynthia Berger in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.